Hey, everybody. Today from the Charlie Kirk Show, Ground Zero, we're in Loudoun County, Virginia. We just had an amazing event. We go through how the school boards are now the place where America can be taken back. We talk about what's happening in Loudoun County, also school board races across the country. It's a phenomenal conversation. And just we also ask the question, are you in charge of your children's education? I know that might be a simple question, but there's a new push to say, how dare you? As a mom and dad, care about your kids' education. We talk about a new CNN article that is completely and totally outrageous. Email us your thoughts, everybody. freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, make sure you are. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not yet subscribed. We are number 8 in Apple News, and we want to thank you for that. And I love hearing from you again, freedom@charliekirk.com. Make sure you get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Start a high school group. Start a college group today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Also, if you want to see us on campus, we'll still be visiting Boise State University, University of Oregon. We'll be going to University of Alabama, Clemson, and University of Arizona, tpusa.com/CRT. That's tpusa.com/CRT. And most importantly, make sure you come to Phoenix, Arizona, December 18, 19, 2021, America Fest, tpusa.com/AmFest, for the biggest gathering of conservatives, patriotic Americans, Christians, everybody together. At tpusa.com/AmFest. That's tpusa.com/AmFest in Phoenix, Arizona. Be there. Get your tickets before they run out. CharlieKirk.com/support is where you can get behind our work to continue to grow, flourish, and strengthen to be able to win the American culture war. CharlieKirk.com/support. Thank you from the bottom of our heart. The Charlie Kirk Show. Thank you so much. Buckle up, everybody. Important episode. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. This weekend was a big weekend for us. We did two events in the great state of Michigan. In Heartland, Michigan, and Saginaw, Michigan. I was with Candace Owens at the Heartland, Michigan event, and then we ended in Saginaw, Michigan. And then yesterday, in the great state of Virginia, and today we're still here, we are in Loudoun County, Virginia, everybody, the center of the American political universe. We did a couple events, and we culminated last evening, I should say. We had a crescendo at Pastor Gary Hamrick's church, Cornerstone Church, in Leesburg, Virginia. And I kid you not, there were 2,500 people there last night. Every single seat was filled. As we talked about school boards, we talked about involvement in local elections, we talked about all sorts of things from a biblical perspective, from a conservative perspective. It was one of the most amazing events we've ever done. The energy, the enthusiasm was totally off the charts. I had an opportunity yesterday at an event before that event with 2,500 people to talk to some of the moms and dads here in Loudoun County. And I asked them, I said, how did this all get started? And there were two people in particular, and I won't say their names on air, but they said that the more that they were attacked and blacklisted by the local Loudoun County School Board, the more it increased their resolve to get involved and to find out what was really happening at the Loudoun County School Board. Now, just as kind of a refresher, those of you that don't know where Loudoun County is, it is in Northern Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. It is the richest county in America. Let me say that again. Loudoun County is the richest county in America. Now, many of you are saying, why? What major companies are in Loudoun County, Virginia? It's an interesting thing. In the 1960s, the richest counties in America were around Detroit and Chicago. Now, the richest counties are around Washington, D.C. and San Francisco. Back in the day, we used to make cars, manufacturing, transportation, infrastructure. Well, in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburbs, people work for the government. They're lobbyists. They are beneficiaries of the albatross of you sending $3.5 trillion of your taxpayer dollars to D.C. every single year. So Loudoun County, Virginia is the new Beverly Hills of America. It's the place where people think they can live a upper middle class lifestyle. And, you know, I'm looking out my window right here in Loudoun County, Virginia, and I count five construction cranes right here outside the window. As far as the eye can see, there are construction cranes, new buildings being brought up. It's almost, they consider Loudoun County, Virginia to be the paradise of America. Well, it's anything but that. I'm actually not a fan of the ruling class's sandbox, which is what it's become. But Loudoun County, Virginia was never a radical place. It might have been a center-left place, might have been a place that always protected the capital flows of big government spending, might be a place that was very, let's say, loyal to the intelligence agencies, because not far from here is Langley, Virginia. Not far from here is Federal Bureau of Investigation. Not far from here is Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and all these major companies, Northrop Grumman. And so it's understandable that this area in particular, that includes Reston, Virginia, Sterling, Herndon, Great Falls, Tysons, McLean. Now, part of that might be Fairfax County, so there's a barrier. But Loudoun County, which goes all the way up to Leesburg, was never radical before. But then there was a takeover because of outside money that poured into local school board races that turned Loudoun County into the petri dish for implementing critical race theory, CRT, mask mandates, and all of the most radical agenda items you could possibly imagine. Now, many conservative parents were concerned about this and spoke out against it, but there was not a consensus against it. That is until the Fauci virus and the lockdowns that accompanied it. Shutting down our country, kids coming home, all of a sudden parents were overhearing what their children were learning in their local school from their teachers. And then the mask mandates, the vaccine mandates, and parents were like a pressure cooker. They could not take it anymore. In addition to CRT being taught, in addition to the transgender pronoun issue, in addition to the mask mandates, in addition to the deterioration of Loudoun County schools, the issue that is now turning Loudoun County into the most contentious local national issue, that's local, but it's actually national, was a father who showed up to a school board meeting in May, who tried to testify, but was arrested. His name was Scott Smith. He was arrested by the local Loudoun County police for disorderly conduct. And why was he there? Scott Smith was there to try to tell the school board that their transgender bathroom policy resulted in the rape of his daughter. Instead, he was arrested. And the National School Board Association of America that was able to get Merrick Garland from the Department of Justice, alongside the Federal Bureau of Investigation and Department of Homeland Security, to spy on and use the Patriot Act against Americans, they listed that father, Scott Smith, as a potential domestic terrorist, worthy of federal surveillance, worthy of the criminality from the federal government. And now it has come out that Loudoun County, they knew that his daughter was raped, and then they sent the rapist, the man who is mentally challenged and mentally ill, unfortunately. I say that not trivially. He needs help. But instead of keeping him on house arrest after the rape, they sent him to another Loudoun County school where he did it again. And just breaking a couple days ago in Loudoun County, a Loudoun County official has now resigned from the school board. In Loudoun County, one of the school board members who was intimately involved in all this resigned. Last name Bart, it says here in a local story, Loudoun Now, school board member Beth Bartz tendered her resignation, effective November 2nd, including the turmoil in an attempt to remove her from office after the sexual assault scandal. And it is a scandal. She said this is not an easy decision or one made in haste. After much thought and careful consideration, it's the right decision for me and my family. You must investigate her. I bet she knew all about this. I bet she was the one that was arranging for this man who thought he was a woman who was criminally and serially raping girls in Loudoun County schools to be transferred. But I could tell you last night, I have never seen such incredible intensity, such energy and commitment from just normal people that were never involved in politics as I saw yesterday in Loudoun County, Virginia. What I saw in Loudoun County, Virginia at the church event and our private gatherings, we did a pastor's roundtable, we did all sorts of things, was regular moms and dads, people that had never been involved in any of these fights before, saying, I don't care what you take from me, our children are the line you will not cross. And for all of you listening across the country, I want you to hear this very clearly. You need to rise up like the Loudoun County parents did as well. These people are heroes. And what's so amazing is I asked them privately, I said, well, haven't you paid a price for this? They said, of course we have. We've lost all of our friends, but we've made new ones. Our kids have been singled out and blacklisted, but they don't care. We are fighting and contesting for truth. We are now a new type of activist. The more they throw at us, the stronger we become. I saw it firsthand, everybody, in Loudoun County, Virginia. Now, this is actually leading nicely into the Virginia governor's race. And that's where I want to lead this. I asked them, I said, do you think that Youngkin can beat McAuliffe in the Virginia governor's race? Everyone said, oh, yes. Loudoun County would traditionally be a heavily Democrat county. It's now closer to a 50-50 county. And I said, what's the number one issue? They said schools. People move into Loudoun County for schools. People move into here for good schools. And they are seeing the betrayal, the deceit, the treachery, the arrogance from the Loudoun County School District, the radicalism, and the outright attack and onslaught against parents in Loudoun County. And because of that, Democrats are on the run. And we're going to talk about the Virginia governor's race that's coming up in just a couple weeks and how that might be a bellwether, maybe even a harbinger for things to come. I've been telling you guys about Relief Factor for quite some time. And truth is, I know millions of people are, in fact, 100 million people are in some kind of pain. Look, producer Andrew, he couldn't walk. He was a hobbled individual. He was bedridden in his chair, complaining all the time. And then all of a sudden, we got this call from Relief Factor. They said, hey, we want to partner with your show. We're going to send you some Relief Factor. Producer Andrew got it. He took it, got a little bit better, took some more, got a little bit better. Next thing you know, he's doing the Fallsberry flop like you wouldn't believe. In fact, he might be training for an Ironman. It's pretty incredible. Now, he says it's thanks to Relief Factor. I ask him all the time, Relief Factor? He says, relieffactor.com, 100% drug-free supplement. You can get it for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. So go to relieffactor.com, and I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com. That is relieffactor.com. I'm telling you, a lot of people are in pain. It's 100% drug-free. Don't go to opioids. Don't go to these other things. Check it out at relieffactor.com. Virginia, which is now being called a blue state. How long is it going to be blue, or is it going to stay that way? Again, the counties around Washington, D.C. are reliably blue for a variety of different reasons. The first reason, of course, is its proximity to the power center, to the Kingdom of Washington, D.C. The second is the amount of universities that are in Northern Virginia, which is extraordinary if you look at the amount of universities in D.C. and Virginia. The third of which is, of course, the fact that a lot of first-generation low-wage worker immigrants moved to Northern Virginia to be able to make the life of luxury possible for so many people that live in Northern Virginia. And many, many of the refugee resettlement programs and the mass immigration programs come to Northern Virginia, which has resulted in a totally different political type atmosphere to win an election in Virginia. And so Virginia Democrats have been able to win reliably by running up the score in Northern Virginia, being able to win in Richmond and win on the Virginia coast. The rest of Virginia is very conservative, by the way. Lynchburg is very conservative. Blacksburg isn't because of Virginia Tech. But Virginia used to be a very conservative state. Charlottesville is obviously not very conservative because of the University of Virginia. Blacksburg is Virginia Tech. Charlottesville is University of Virginia. Lynchburg is Liberty University, which is actually a pretty conservative area. Richmond is a very, very Democrat area. And so Virginia seemed dead on arrival for years. There have been great candidates before running for governor as Republicans, and they always get disappointed. And right, of course, the current governor of Virginia is Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia. And he won against a pretty good candidate. Who was the Republican candidate in 2017? I can't remember. Virginia's goofy. Virginia has elections in off years for their statewide elected officials. So 2017, 2021, 2013, they do it every 4 years. And then coming up in a couple weeks is the Virginia governor's race. And Democrat operatives all across the country, they are going a full court press. They are trying to California recall the Virginia race. They're going all in. They're raising money. They're bringing in surrogates. So Terry McAuliffe, who is the corrupt Clinton surrogate and wants to be governor of Virginia. I think, again, he was governor once, right? Years ago. He says, look, yesterday I had Jill Biden here. I've had Stacey Abrams. Now, let me just say this. What constituency gets excited about having Stacey Abrams? I've got Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. Oh, I see the type. He's building a constituency on how to fraudulently steal elections. That's who he's bringing in. President Obama and, of course, Joe Biden. Play cut one of Terry McAuliffe saying that, look, I have like the Fab Five coming in to help me out. If Virginia was comfortably Democrat, why are they bringing in all these surrogates? Play tape.
But it just reminded everybody of the stakes of this election. We don't want a Donald Trump wannabe. He wants to ban abortions, Jim. And now with the Trump Supreme Court, this is a reality. Abortion is gone in Texas. Glenn Youngkin wants to bring that to Virginia. He said top of his agenda will be the voting rights laws in Georgia. He wants to bring them here to Virginia. So yesterday I had Dr. Jill Biden here. I've got Stacey Abrams here. I got Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. I have President Obama coming in on Saturday. The President of the United States will be here the week after. We got everybody here and the Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yeah, they got everybody. But this weekend, Kamala Harris did a video that violated nonprofit rules where she went to 300 black churches and said, go vote for Terry McAuliffe. And they have to allow equal footing if it's for a campaign event. Now, if Kamala Harris was just speaking in her official elected capacity, if she was just speaking about, you know, how the southern border is wide open and how we arm the Taliban, if she was speaking about how Joe Biden falls asleep during cabinet meetings and how Hunter Biden is corrupt and how she's trying to navigate that, if she was talking about her personal capacity, then that's no problem. But instead, Kamala Harris, speaking to all of the black churches, she was making a direct campaign push directly against IRS guidance on nonprofits. Play cut three.
One of the most significant ways I believe that we can each use our voice is through our vote. So Virginians, you have the opportunity now to raise your voice through your vote because it's election time. As you know, this is an important election coming up on Tuesday, November 2nd, and early voting is already underway. I believe that my friend Terry McAuliffe is the leader Virginia needs at this moment.
See, as soon as she endorsed the candidate, that explicitly all of a sudden made it a campaign pitch. Now, you know, we at Turning Point USA, when we had President Trump, it was very focused on him as an elected official. But all of a sudden, you go into 300 black churches, and they say, she says, no, this is the exact campaign pitch that we want. Don't hold your breath. She won't be held accountable for that. But that's the level that Democrats have to go to try to keep Virginia blue. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Sinister folks, by the way. Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist BLM Incorporated organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our nation and our republic by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote at the checkout line, which is why there's a massively important organization called Second Vote that comes in. I know them very well. I've known them for years, and I'm so honored to partner with them. And the courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. So check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. Their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive, and it doesn't happen for free. So please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Do what I did. Just go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's $50 a year. I know it costs something, but they have to be able to pay for their research. And the Black family, who are amazing people, by the way, have underwritten this effort for quite some time. But if you use the promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. That's $25 a year, everybody, okay? That's literally $2 a month. and that's 50% off, so $25 a year. That's $2.5 a month at that, so that you can have the information you need on your next purchase. So join me, go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie. Maybe it's like, hey, I don't know if the car I'm buying, are they donating to Planned Parenthood? What about all these companies? Secondvote.com has every company ranked. It's a beautiful thing. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. Loudoun County, Virginia, yesterday, I could tell you that parents getting involved in school board elections are now having a profound effect on statewide and federal elections. And people are starting to take notice of this. Cut 11, the massive increase in parents from in school board races, local government, has federal implications on school boards and how it will affect the 2022 midterms. And new data coming out shows that things are not just bad for Democrats. Things are not just going in the wrong direction. Things are worse than they could have ever possibly imagined. Play cut 11.
Meanwhile, suburban parents frustrated with COVID-19 restrictions and curriculum problems, they have become far more active in local politics and seem only further inspired by the Justice Department's decision to intervene in school board parent disputes. Now, tomorrow night, Republican Glenn Youngkin, as you're seeing there, he's going to make a major announcement. He says he's going to highlight some of these issues with the federal government getting involved with schools. And we will be there tomorrow as he brings out a plan that he says will combat all of that. The question, though, remains, will parent enthusiasm overall translate into voter turnout? If so, that could have major implications for how midterm campaigns will be run nationwide. Dana?
And it will have major energy. But CNN.com, a woman by the name of Ruth Ben-Ghiat, or Jat, whatever, a frequent contributor to CNN, writes one of the most incredible pieces, and this was written on my birthday a couple days ago. I just missed it. Sometimes these pieces take a couple days to kind of gain traction because no one reads it, and then someone smart says, wait a second, did they really publish that? CNN.com. Parental control of children is a smokescreen for right-wing activists. Ruth Ben-Ghiat, a frequent contributor to CNN Opinion, is also a professor of history and Italian studies at NYU University. Oh, so she's a professor who gets to control your children, but you don't get to control your own children. Got it. She writes here, she says, school drop-offs used to be a happy occasion, a time for children to reunite with their friends and their parents and caregivers to socialize. For a growing number of Americans, that's no longer the case. She writes here in this piece, she said, she goes in to say that the supposed advocates for education freedom show their hand. Arguments like those repeated by Kimberly Fletcher, who we've had on our program, have little to do with child welfare, but they have everything to do with right-wing efforts to discredit the Biden administration by depicting it as bringing socialist tyranny to America and labeling Democrats as degenerates who exploit children. I wouldn't use that particular word choice, but we're in the ballpark. And then she says, that's also a central tenet of QAnon conspiracy theories. Right. Says the woman who wrote a whole book on Mussolini strong men. Concern for children in this context is just a smokescreen for right-wing activists with far greater ambitions. Calls by Fletcher and many others for a mass exodus from public schools, by the way, is already happening, with the excuse of opposing vaccine and mask mandates, align with the ideal of divesting from civic space of democracy altogether. You hear that? You homeschool your kids, you hate the country. Ruth Ben-Ghiat continues by saying, they also further the cause of privatizing American education, a pet project of Trump's education secretary, Betsy DeVos. What's at risk? And then it says, and they have some hyperlink here that's unrelated. Moreover, the idea, this is the most amazing thing. The idea of parental rights. You hear that? If you're listening to this as a parent, she says, just the idea of parental rights. It's really advocated by anti-vaccine militants and their white Christian evangelical allies. That's right, we hate those people, right? Also becomes a way to justify censorship of ideas you don't like, such as the centrality of slavery in America's development, not true, and the costs of institutionalized racism, doesn't exist. It's not surprising that the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, wants the private realm to take control of public school curricula. quote, I think parents should decide what their children are taught in schools. That's it. That's what she's attacking. The professor at NYU is telling you that he's a conspiracy theorist because he says, quote, I think parents should decide what their children are taught in schools. His stance reinforcing the right's disdain, get this, for expertise. We hate expertise because we want parents to be in control of their parents' their kids' education. Nor is it unexpected that Glenn Youngkin, who is running for Virginia governor against Terry McAuliffe, who cites parent rights along with opposition to critical race theory and transgender ideology as part of his ideas for school reform. If Youngkin truly cared about public schools, his campaign wouldn't be pushing for parents to pull their kids out of STEM. If he truly cared about child health and safety, he wouldn't be opposing mask and vaccine mandates. You hear that? The only way to truly care for your children is to worship the state. This here, this piece of Pravda, we'll publish this at charliekirk.com. It's an extraordinary article where this is actually what they believe. Now listen to this. When illiberal forces are on the march, the education system is always in their sights. The brutal rejection by activist parents of differences of opinion and the spread of practices of harassment meant to frighten others into silence. Hold on a second. What's her name again? Ruth Ben-Ghiat. Why don't you come to Burlington, Vermont today and you tell me which side is tolerant and which side isn't? Let me tell you what we have to do at University of Vermont. So we're heading to University of Vermont in momentarily after the show. We're heading up there. We're not able to publicize the address where we're having the event tonight to the last minute because the students that probably are your students, Ben-Ghiat, they protested our original location and demanded cancellation with violent intent that the hotel pulled their contract. We have to come in with platoons of security because of the threats against us. There is a march happening in Burlington starting this afternoon, specifically designed towards me and Turning Point USA. By the way, I couldn't care less. Bring it on. And if you see these people protesting, it's a joke. Okay? And I hope that they get their life together, but going to University of Vermont won't be. Who are the illiberal forces on the march? Is the illiberal force Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA coming to Burlington, Vermont, trying to have free speech? Or is the illiberal force the low testosterone, confused, androgynous people that walk the streets of Burlington with sticks trying to find me and beat us up in the streets, of which would be a very hilarious thing to witness? Which are the illiberal forces? No, she accuses us of being illiberal forces. We say, hey, we don't want our children to be taught to hate themselves and hate other people based on their skin color. You're illiberal. She says this models the kind of authoritarian culture the right is trying to install, town by town, school board by school board. Okay, so we're the authoritarians when they're the ones. Let me read this, actually. Let me read to you what we're about to see at University of Vermont. And by the way, I'm not complaining. I think this is hilarious and delightful. We live for this stuff. And that's what they don't understand, that they think that they're going to, like, oh, we're going to derail Charlie Kirk from coming to University of Vermont. It's actually, it says here, Turning Point USA not welcome in Burlington. It says this, that that we must cancel hate speech. We must counter protest the racist speaker, Charlie Kirk. We'll be meeting at the Howe Library at 5 p.m. to prepare. Turning Point USA has spinelessly hid the new location for the event after the first venue refused to harbor a fascist. Wait, hold on a second. We're fascists because you're the ones that canceled our event at the original location. They'll be announcing the new venue on the day of over email. So use the link to reserve a ticket or 10, meaning they're going to try to fraudulently try to manipulate the ticketing process at our event to try to throw off our seating capacity. Also, RSVP for our counter protest with Google form below. Yeah, nothing says fighting the man like using Google, young Democrat socialist of Vermont. What's next? You guys can all get internships at Goldman Sachs. Fight the power. Goldman Sachs forever. Yes, but according to Ruth Ben-Ghiat, I can't get that right. How do you say that name? Ghiat? It's a toughie. I mean no offense by this. This is great, though. She says this. She says, one way to push back is to populate school boards with individuals who care about pluralism, democracy, and public health. School boards, quote, play a foundational role in determining the kinds of citizens that kids ultimately become. The way that they are treated in school cultivates the kind of people they want to grow up to be, says Amanda Lippman, executive director of co-founder of Run for Something, which recruits and mentors candidates for local offices. The professor continues by saying, however we choose to be involved, parents can set an example by standing up for democracy, respect for others, and protection of the health of our children. for it's the next generation that will bear the burden if we don't act now. I cannot believe this garbage was allowed to be published, not even because of the bad ideas. She didn't make an argument in the entire piece. That's what's so extraordinary about it. She didn't make a point. Her point was, they are QAnon, conspiracy, anti-mask mandates. Give me the power as the professor at NYU. How they write? Every 10th word is a CNN, New York Times buzzword. Let me show. When illiberal forces are on the march, the brutal rejection, the spread of authoritarian culture, the threat to our democracy. It's like every 10th time, it's like a phrase that you just plug it in, right? Anti-vaccine, anti-mask. There's no deep thinking happening anymore. This woman who's a professor at NYU, she's a shill. She's a play actor. She's hired to do what she's supposed to do, which is repeat the party line. But here's the point that I want to complete all this together. They are in a death spiral politically because moms and dads are not taking this anymore. They are rejecting the Apple News notifications that are calling them conspiracy theorists and domestic terrorists. It is a hologram of grievance. And now we are starting to see the American political discourse or the American political foundation completely change. There has been a tectonic shift where all of a sudden the suburban moms and dads that might not have loved Donald Trump, they realize that the threat to their children and the country is the left. And I was at this event yesterday, and I met with probably 50 moms and dads before the church event in Loudoun County. And I asked them, I said, what do you think of Donald Trump? They said, yeah, you know, I didn't vote for Trump. I said, I'm a conservative. I just couldn't do it. But I can't stand what they are doing to our children and masking them, mandating vaccines, CRT, the transgender stuff. I said, wait a second. So you are now involved in conservative politics, but you were not a Trump fan. And by the way, it's not like they're a moderate Liz Cheney type. These people are more based than I am. I mean, they are ready. They're ready to take things over. And also, I want to say they said they wish they had Trump as president. Now, that's not the point. The point is that they are now in a position where a new type of activist has been activated. And the smoke and mirrors, the hologram, the mirage of the regime is fading. And real people are starting to take back their government. And what's their best response? These articles from CNN. Parental control is a smokescreen for right-wing activists. No. Your control, state control, is a smokescreen for your capacity to dominate American life. And people aren't buying it anymore. Internet privacy is extremely important. New news out shows that Google has been colluding with the federal government to hand over your data if you might have searched something wrong into the search bar. So what are you doing to protect your search history? Well, this is why you need ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. It's in fact even worse than that. It's inviting someone into the bathroom, which is really weird and creepy. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. ISPs can sell this data and information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity cannot be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door and fire up the app and click one button. I use it on all my devices. Every device, I have those beautiful three letters with a rectangle around it. It's rated number one by CNET and Tech Radar. Here's the cool thing. It works on phones, laptops, and even routers. So everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Here's the thing. I have it on my iPhone. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my computer. ExpressVPN for me has been a game changer to be able to know that the tech companies or the government, they have to go through a whole nother barrier to try to spy on us. And we see with the new announcements out of DC, if you spoke at a school board meeting lately, you better get a VPN. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/Charlie today. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie. It's extremely important to anonymize your online activity. expressvpn.com/Charlie. I can now say conclusively that the school board movement is as powerful, if not more powerful, than the Tea Party in 2010. This is the new Tea Party movement, and there is no suppressing it. This is why Merrick Garland sent out his letter to try and chill the speech of moms and dads. And I asked them yesterday, I said, are you intimidated by that? They say, no way. They said, we are not going to be intimidated by our own government trying to chill our speech. A new report from OpenTheBooks.com, my friend Adam Andrzejewski says, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland's son-in-law's firm, Panorama, remember we talked about how his son-in-law and his family is benefiting financially, significantly off of critical race theory and implementing into school boards, and Merrick Garland, with a conflict of interest, is now deploying the shock troop Praetorian Guard to go after moms and dads that are challenging the capital flows into the pockets of the Garland family. Well, to what extent is it? Well, OpenTheBooks.com has found $27 million in payments from states, school districts, and local boards of education to Panorama across 21 states between the years 2017 and 2020, including the New York City Department of Education, those of you listening on WABC, Dallas Independent School District, Seattle School District, District of Columbia, and San Francisco Unified Schools. It also shows that Panorama has contracts of Texas, Michigan, Florida, Indiana, Rhode Island, Oregon, Iowa, Utah, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Georgia, New Mexico, Illinois, Wyoming, California, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maine, Virginia, and Ohio. And so the Attorney General of the United States is threatening moms and dads showing up to school board meetings while his family's company, has contracts with 23,000 public schools and received over $27 million in payments. That is the definition of a conflict of interest. And that they receive $27 million in payments from states, school districts, and local boards of education. Merrick Garland did this for a variety of reasons. He did this for two major reasons. For the payments for his family, and also, number two, to try to stop the Tea Party movement that was bubbling up in real time. The reason they are trying to chill speech is they know what happened after the Tea Party movement in 2010. One of the most dramatic shifts and swings of power from Democrat to Republican when Obama had unified government, House, Senate, presidency. Republicans took back the House of Representatives in a record and historic fashion. And Republicans are poised to do that again coming into 2022. How bad is it for Democrats? Real clear politics. If the polls are right, Democrats are doomed. If they're wrong, it's worse. The standing with the parties of the voter with parties at this time isn't in doubt. It's awful. Biden's average job approval rating was in July was 52%. Now it's 43.3%. His approval rating in Gallup has dropped 13 points since June, 6 points in the last month. The latest Quinnipiac poll has Biden's approval rating, approval disapproval, at 38 approval, 53 disapproval. The latest Morning Consult Politico findings from last week shows Biden's approval rating underwater across the board at 45% approval rating, at 40% on the economy, 44% on healthcare, 40% on national security, 33% on immigration, 36% on foreign policy. Now, if the polls are wrong, or the polls are wrong, it's even worse than that. That voter turnout and an enthused conservative base could make this one of the most overwhelming and dramatic political wipeouts in American history. And the backbone of all of this is where we are doing our show right now in Loudoun County, Virginia. It's moms and dads, it's parents and families starting to show up and speak clearly to the people that have been ruining their children's education. That is the new drumbeat, the heartbeat, I should say, of the Take Back America movement. It's profound. It's real. It's organic. It is not, there's not a single person behind it. And I want to encourage all of you listening, you want to take back America, start back with one of the most, if not the most important issue, the education of our children, the education of the next generation. This is ground zero. This is the line that we cannot let them cross. Keep Marxists off our playgrounds, everybody. No more masking our children. No more mandating vaccines. This is how we're going to win. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts. Freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.